From Best of San Francisco DDTV, The Pink Chill, and Didi LaFrag.
Hey, I've only lived in San Francisco for 30-something years. What do I know about it?
San.
Liberals? They're sadistic progressives.
Francisco.
This city is Junkies Incorporated. It's the junkie apocalypse.
Damn. This ain't your phony soy boy San Francisco. This is the San Francisco Dam Zone. San Francisco Dam is a solo psychodramatic performance art storytelling podcasting platform.
Hey everybody, it's Sunday, October 3rd, 2021. Happy birthday. Today is someone's birthday. I hope you enjoy yourself, sweetheart. Hello, new listeners. I am glad you came over. Regular listeners, I love you. Well, everybody, here is your San Fran Fentanyl, San Francisco, San Francisco weather report. It's October 3rd and it's 75 degrees Fahrenheit in San Francisco. If you didn't know, this is summer for San Francisco. Our Native American summer comes September, October, best weather of the year. Catch it while you can. In a couple weeks, it'll be back to 59 degrees, which is pretty much like our regular temperature. 59, 60, 62 degrees Fahrenheit is the regular temperature. Okay, everybody, your daily show. You know, I'm not a tough love Kvetchathon anymore. I'm the soul of San Francisco. I'm not being egotistical by saying that. I have soul. I live in San Francisco, so I am anointing myself the soul of San Francisco. Hey, people, don't ask for permission to label yourself. You label yourself whatever you want as long as it's something positive and you're not ripping somebody else off. So I label myself the soul of San Francisco. Bum, bum, bum. I'm putting on that pink crown. Today is Self-Care Sunday. Self-Care Sunday, and you probably saw in the subject line the quote, "Don't you worry about a thing." Well, that's my theme song. I'll get to that in a moment. First, I need to tell you guys what's going on in San Fran, silly.
We're allergic to free-range, hyper-allergic control freaks.
It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Didi LaFrag.
This place is so silly, inhabited with cowards and weaklings. What? I still have a bit of the kvetching tough love vibe. And new listeners, please scroll the show list over 600 episodes and I lay it down what's been going on here in San Francisco. So there was a protest yesterday in San Francisco. You know, the city loves to be performative and weak. Not doing much, but getting out there. They love a street party, all these fake protests. A protest about Texas and abortion rights. In San Francisco, a city so criminal that there is a recall against the DA because he is pro-crime. People really don't believe how bad it is in San Francisco. Listen, folks, airplanes work. You can get your coins together, jump on a plane, come out here and see for yourself. San Francisco has to be seen to experience it, to believe it, to walk down the street to see stark, half-naked male lunatics, to see people smoking fentanyl. You may walk across somebody deceased. You see it all. It's like Bedlam. It's like an open-air asylum. I'm not exaggerating. Listen, it's beautiful. Great architecture. It's got a magical feeling, but the sidewalk junkie, and a junkie is a mentally ill drug addict. The sidewalk junkie trip is a feature of San Francisco, not a bug, a feature. Okay, let me get back to the topic, and then I'll get to the main topic about Self-Care Sunday, and don't you worry about a thing. So, San Francisco had a protest yesterday. These phonies against the abortion laws in Texas. And let me tell you something, I'm a woman. Texas has abortion laws. I'm a middle-aged woman. And Texas has abortion laws that I think it's after 6 weeks you cannot have an abortion. You know, okay, I'm just going to like have no comment on that. But what's hypocritical is this is a city that I just described to you. Crime off the charts. Break-ins off the charts. Smash and grabs. You can't really park your car anywhere. up to 20,000 sidewalk junkies. When you have a junkie, you have a person who is living a feral life of crime on the sidewalk, and it's a fixture of San Francisco, not a bug. And instead of protesting that, these performative phonies, professional, compassionate phonies, are protesting a state that has, Texas is basically better all around than California. Like, go figure, huh? These people are a mess, hot mess. Okay, back to Self-Care Sunday.
This is Sexist Womanist Bohemian Excellence. It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Dee Dee LaFrac.
Don't You Worry About a Thing is a song from the patriarch of Black American music, Stevie Wonder. This is not even debatable. You don't even have to like Stevie Wonder or be so aware of him to, this is a fact. He's a patriarch, the living patriarch of our music. And he has this great album called Inner Visions. Now, if you didn't know, I was weaned on Stevie Wonder and Mad Magazine. Those two artistic influences pretty much molded the artistic woman that I am. Stevie Wonder tenderized my satire, humanized the satire, Mad Magazine, satirical comic book. Now, I was raised with Stevie Wonder. There wasn't a point in my life where I wasn't listening to him, and especially being an impacted child. I'm one of seven. I have six sisters, only one brother. He's the youngest. Can you imagine that? And a father who abdicated his paternity. I have to tell this story whenever I talk about Stevie Wonder, because it's really important, and I'm not one of those Black people who ignores the mass fatherlessness epidemic. In fact, that's been one of my stage talking points for decades, and it's just getting worse than ever. But anyway, so I listen to Inner Visions a lot, all Stevie Wonder music. So this song, Don't You Worry About a Thing, what's great about it is he starts it out like singing and talking in Spanish. That's why I've always loved him. He's so diverse and so eclectic and so interesting. He's not just staying in the hood. He's not singing about big butts. He's a very emotional, protective, masculine man. He starts this song, Don't You Worry About a Thing. In fact, it's almost like a cha-cha beat, or it sounds very exotic. And he's singing in Spanish, and he's like rapping to this woman. This song is basically about protecting a woman. But it's my theme song. Don't You Worry About a Thing is my life theme song. I've played it when I've gone through a lot of tragedy. Music is your affirmation. That's why you have to be careful with rap or things that are misogynist or colorist. Again, talking to my Black people, please listen to this song. You are going to find it exciting. You're going to say, wow, this is such a sweet guy. That's it, babies. That's your Self-Care Sunday here at San Francisco Dam Land. Thank you for listening. Make sure to subscribe. I love you. Guess what? I'm Dee Dee LaFrac. I trust my vibe. San Francisco Dam.
That's today's episode of the San Francisco Dam Podcast with sexist womanist bohemian Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to join us tomorrow for another episode. This podcast is brought to you by our sponsors. Head over to sanfranciscodam.com for more sponsorship information. Thank you for subscribing and listening. San Francisco Dam Daily Truth Bombs. No namby-pamby permission necessary.